cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the rock.
Good morning, wonderful people. Great beer friends, wherever you are upon this very planet, once again, we welcome you to the Good Morning Show of Radio Biafra Presentation this very day, the 6th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, our beloved beer friends in the western fringes of the world. We welcome each and every one of you. If you are in the USA on the eastern seaboard and you're awake and it's round about your midnight or 1 a.m. in the morning, we are welcoming you. And as we do so, we encourage you to welcome other people as well. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Because radio station belongs to the people of Biafra, ostensibly to the indigenous people of Biafra, who are known as Biafrans all over the world. Regardless of where you are, there is a family meeting happening around you. If there is one, then we encourage you to go. From me personally here, I must welcome each and every one of you and ask you to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. I encourage you to go to biafrarestoration.com. BiafraVoice.com. You will also receive us there. If you have downloaded TuneIn app, if you can go to TuneIn, download the app and search for Radio Biafra station listed on the app, we are there. Radio Biafra is on satellite. If you have any free-to-air receiver, if you have a dish and you point it 17 degrees east, and tune or scan for stations, you will receive Radio Biafra. We are here every day preaching this very gospel of the restoration of the complete and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are doing so in the full knowledge that the end of the zoo is at hand. We are doing so in the full knowledge that our message is being propagated and absorbed even by those who previously were antagonistic to the notion of Biafra independence. We are armed with information and with truth. We bring no other weapon than truth, consistency, and honesty. We do not change. We do not intend to change. We cannot change, because what we do, we do not do for man, we do it in complete fulfillment of the will of the Most High God, as contained in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We do so knowing fully well that our inheritance is about to be restored. As long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we remain unbribable, as long as we keep our hands very, very clean, as long as our conscience is clear, as long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we remain transparent in our dealings with our people, there is no way that Biafra will not come. That is why we do what we do, in the full knowledge that Chukwu Abiama and not man determined that we should come. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I continue to welcome you. You must also welcome other people. You must go out to evangelize. You must go out to preach this very gospel. We do not apologize for the fact that every blessed second we discuss Biafra, our beloved country, a God-given country to mankind, a place of equality and justice, a place of fairness and fair play, a place where everything is done with the preservation of the life of individuals central to all our dealings, because nothing compares to human life. We are peaceful people. We are loving people. But unfortunately, the British decided to hand us over to savages. They handed us over, and we are successful in doing so because we were sinful. We went against the will of the Most High God, and today we are being punished for it. That is why I am grateful to our brother that sent me a verse in the scriptures and said that I should read it. I have read it. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning to read from verse 1 to 30. You will see what the Most High God said about his children, how he will take care of them, only but if they can turn to him, how he will afflict them if they disobey his laws. The same thing is applying to us. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 30, everything happening to us today, the removal of our right to know God, the removal of our inheritance, our enemies coming to conquer us, our enemies coming to dwell in our lands, is coming to fruition. That is why we must not relent. That is why we confessed our sins openly before the hearing of the whole world, to ask Chukwuma Abiama to be merciful, to remember his promise to our ancestors, to remember his promise to his children, not to get too offended, to understand also that he created us. He said we are his children, and he cannot abandon his children. Impossible. Every prayer, every adoration, every praise, every honor goes to the Most High God, Chukwuma Abiama, and not to man. We do not worship anything made by man. Never. Nothing, no image, no visual representation. We worship Chukwuma Abiama. That is who we must worship all the days of our lives, because he is God. We welcome you. I must remind you once again that Radio Biafra runs an interactive session. We have listeners all over the world. The governments of the world listen to us. The government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place inhabited by animals, a place of monkeys, they listen to what we preach, and they try to implement it. Of course, they cannot come out openly and be magnanimous enough to say we learnt this from Radio Biafra. But we have our people all over the world. We have the Biafran families all over the world. Millions of you congregating. Those of you that came out on the 30th of May to remind humanity how possible and how formidable we can be if we put our minds to it. That is what we must keep replicating. That is why we must not relent. That is why we must not become fatigued. That is why we cannot prevaricate. That is why we cannot contemplate retreat. Neither should we consider surrender. That is why it is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. Biafra is the dwelling place of the Most High God on earth. Biafra is the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. Even our names depict it, as I remind us every blessed day. We answer Umuchukwu Umuobase, Umu Anigwe, which shows that we come direct from God, the most precious race upon this very earth. We preach it every blessed day. That is who we are. Enugu is as holy as Jerusalem, if not more. If you do not know, you go there and you find out for yourself. Where we built our cenotaph, dear Lord, You have to see to believe. Anybody that goes against the will of God, you will get your comeuppance. It doesn't give us joy or pleasure to report today that the same people that went to destroy the cenotaph we built, they are today in the custody of the people that asked them to go and destroy our cenotaph. Isn't it very funny? The same people that went and destroyed our cenotaph at the instigation of their leader is today in custody of those they are serving. The same way that the Yorubas are suffering today, being bombed, the same way that the so-called Middle Belt minorities that fought against us between 67 and 70 and killed our men, women and children, the same way they are being mercilessly and senselessly slaughtered by Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram today is the same way that the same Nigeria in whose name Owasurike and the Nigerian police destroyed our cenotaph, they are today in the custody of the Nigerian army. Anytime you go against us, things will happen to you. Things will happen to you. They are in custody. They have not destroyed anything belonging to the zoo. They came to destroy what was built to honor those that died, 3.5 million of them. And today, the same Lord and Master that they have, the Nigerian army, have arrested them. And what happened? Their so-called leader abandoned them and continued to go for a useless, frivolous civilian award when his people are incarcerated in detention camps all around where he claims he comes from. I told you that traitors have a way of being exposed. Anybody using the name of Biafra to commit or perpetrate any fraud, you will be exposed. Even those of them that are now ashamed to answer their own name, trying to impersonate us. Now is early in the morning. I told you that after the 30th of May, things will happen. Are they not happening now? They are happening, aren't they? The Nigerian army is moving against the people serving them in the name of Biafra. I told MASOB leadership that this was going to happen. It has happened. Keep following this man. Keep serving Nigeria with the name Biafra. These type of things will continue to happen to you. They will continue to happen to you. Because you do not know God in truth and honesty. Here we do. We are the children of the Most High God. The chosen children of God. From time immemorial. From time immemorial. There are two other people or two other places where you can find the same family, the same children of God. One is in Israel, one is in Ethiopia. Only three races are there on this earth that came direct from God. Only three. Not four, not five, not six. That is why they will hate you. That is why they will despise you. If you read the story of Joseph, in the Bible, it is there. Once you are loved by your father, all others around you will despise you. It happens every blessed day. Therefore, you must not worry or become despondent when those around you despise you because you are a Biafran. You must continue to do what you're doing. You must remain resolute and very firm in the knowledge that Chukwu Abiyama is God, that he said his own kingdom upon this earth should be restored. And that is exactly what we are doing. We run an interactive session here. If you call us on +44 7831 308 376, you will get us. +44 7831 308 376. You will receive Radio Biafra and be able to speak to us at the same time. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. We are on Skype also. We have two Skype lines. One is Radio Biafra. Simply Radio Biafra, search for us. You add us to your Skype contact list. We are not duty bound. We are not obliged to accept your request. But if you call us, because we are inundated every blessed day, if you call us, we should and must be able to take your call. We are on Viber. We are on Tango. People should not call us now, please, because our lines are not open. On Tango and Viber, the number to call is +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. That is for Tango and for Viber. The main studio line of Radio Biafra here in London is +44 78 31 308 376. That is the main studio line here. Also, as I said, we are on Skype, two lines. One is for the principal officers serving their country in various capacities around the world. They come to us via Rapid Response 68. All other listeners, please come to us via Radio Biafra. Add us to your contact list, and then you can be able to phone us. We continue to welcome you. It doesn't give us pleasure to see people who are messing themselves up by not being truthful. The only weapon we have at Radio Biafra is truthfulness. We are truthful. We don't hide anything from anybody. We are prepared anytime, any day to answer your questions. What else could you ask for? Any question you ask, we answer. If you want to know how we run the affairs here, because we control public funding, we rely on the public to be able to do what we are doing. You go to Company's House or Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, type in the word RBL Management Services that represents Radio Biafra London. You will be able to download our account and see it for yourself. If you want to go through every detail, if you want to go through the account statement, if you want to go through who gives, not who gives anyway, because we won't allow you to see the names of the people, you go to our accountants and they will give you the file. You can copy it and take home with you. You will see all the statements without the names of our donors, of course, because of confidentiality. We give you everything. You go and photocopy it and take home with you. We have nothing to hide. We cannot hide anything anyway, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. That is who we are. We told you from the beginning that before we came, there were none like us. Now that we are here, there could never be any like us. When we are gone, you will wish we lived forever. You would not see the likes of us again. Never, ever, ever in your life. It will never happen to you. Never. If you're listening to us, Chukwu Abiama has found favor in you. I tell you the truth. You are indeed privileged. The likes of us do not exist. Only once in a lifetime to come and fulfill a purpose. A purpose. We are open. We are transparent. We come at you with the truth. That truth will set Biafra free. And as you learn, as you acquire knowledge upon this very platform during this morning service, because here we worship God, that is what we do. We have no apology to present or tender to anybody. We are the children of God. If you do not know God, where you come from, that is your business. Where I come from, Chukwu Abiama made us. Even before the advent of the Bible from Europe or their own version, we had our own Bible because we used to write. We used to read. We put down the scriptures as well. Our mode of writing is called Nsibidi. Go and Google it. in CBD. Forget the fact that we are now living in what I can characterize as the dark ages of our people. When we have been blinded that we cannot even see more than 200 years behind. We have existed for over 5,000 years recorded. We started with humanity on earth. We come from the prime meridian. We are the Afarensis people descended from them, as old as humanity itself, direct from heaven. We have the facts to prove it. I am a learned man. Everything we say is laden with fact and all provable with proof. I don't like theory. I do not theorize. I don't believe in theory that are baseless and found, and you cannot reconcile them with reality. What we do here is to take you on a journey of knowledge and reconciliation. Knowledge to acquire the knowledge to be a good Biafran. Reconciliation with your God, your creator, and your maker, Chukwu Abiama. If you do not worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty, Biafra will not come. Your burden will be multiplied forever and ever. Go and read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Just keep reading from verse 1. You will see it there. Very, very clear in black and white. When people talk about the Bible, I talk about the New Testament, not the old. I must make it very clear, because our people contributed to the writing of the scriptures. Fact. F-A-C-T. Fact. Forget about the fact that you've been blinded by evil. You no longer can see. Go and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Everything is laid bare for you. I thank our brother for sending it to me, because Chukwu Abiama is ever merciful. Never ever doubt us. Our sincerity, our determination, our dedication is unmatched anywhere on this planet. I said unmatched. We will not fail you, you will fail us. You will disappoint us. As for us to disappoint you, that is practically impossible. And I mean, it is impossible. Because the reason why we exist is to do the work of God, to free our country from the clutch of iniquity, from the grasp of darkness, from the veil of ignorance. And we must do it. We must be prepared for the Biafra to come by being sanctified in the knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is our God. That's what we must do. Without Chukwu Abiama, you're finished, you're dead. You are finished. That is why Hausa Fulani hates men. That is why Katureras, uncircumcised and very filthy, can rape our mothers in the farms when they go to the farm to go and get what the family will feed on. That is why they take your oil. That is why they arrest you. That is why they subjugate you. That is why they bomb and they kill you. That is why they deport you. That is why politically you are nowhere to be found. That is why economically you have been rendered a destitute. Because you do not understand God. You don't know Chukwu Abiama. You are worshipping the gods of other people. You must repent and go back to God. Go and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. We do freedom fighting like no other. What we did on the 30th of May has never been done before in the history of humanity when it comes to agitation to let the world understand that a people are yearning to be free. That is the spirit you must maintain. Don't allow Satan to go into you. Any question you have that is confusing you, because Satan is also working and using some people to work. You must understand this. You will get phone calls. You will get them inboxing you. These are the agents of darkness. Anything they tell you, come on the air and tell us. Any questions you have, come on the air and ask it. We shall explain. Every question you ask, we answer you direct. We don't run around it. That is why you must trust us. And that is why you must trust us more than you trust yourself. Because some of you are not trustworthy. You must trust us here doing this work more than you trust yourself. Very, very necessary. I believe in the Old. Thank you, Dr. Uzokwe. I believe in the Old Testament. I don't know what I said there. I believe in the old scriptures, the Old Testament, not the ones they have changed in the New Testament, that some of the Bibles came without the apocryphal texts. No, I believe in the Old Testament, in the Word of God direct, not the words of man. That's what I believe in. So I should be forgiven if I got that wrong. And thank you, Dr. Oge Edozokwe, thank you for that, for being very alert to remind me. I believe in the Old Testament. Because our people, Biafrans, contributed to putting it together with proof. Provable facts. We should go and ask who are the Ebonites. Most of you do not know who they are. They believed in the gospel preached by Yeshua. In other words, the gospel of redemption being preached by Jesus Christ, our ancient people believed in it. They are called the Ebonites, if you do not know. They traveled to Rome to go and meet Emperor Constantine, to say to Emperor Constantine, please do not make man God. We beg you. We believe in the gospel preached by Yeshua. But please, he is not God. He never said he was God. Don't make him God. But because these people do not understand the things of the Spirit, they proceeded to go and alter the words of Chukwu Abiama. That never changes. That is why we are in a mess today. That is why this very battle will be fought with every glory going to Chukwu Abiama. And you see what will happen. Go this morning and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you do not change and embrace Chukwu Abiama as your God, then there is something wrong with you. They came to add themselves to the scriptures. They came to add themselves and to authenticate and legitimize their bastardization of the word of God. They had to turn it around. You have to come to them before you know God. What errant nonsense is that? How can you go to somebody who is uncircumcised to be able to go to God? Is that possible? Impossible. Impossible. Because even Abraham identified with Chukwu Abiama by being circumcised. He's at the age of 91. And all his children from then onwards on the eighth day. The same thing you find in Ahasuerus if you go there today. We are indeed descended from heaven. You must know that. Be without fear in the presence of your enemies. That is number one. You must never be afraid of your enemies. Never be afraid to speak the truth, even if it leads to your death. Never, ever, ever be afraid to speak the truth. Because the truth is nature itself. The first thing that Chukwu Abiama did was to say, let there be light, and there was light. And you are the light of the world. Wherever there is darkness, if you bring in light, people can see properly. And because Chukwu Abiama said, let there be light, he had to send his children to earth to represent that very light. That is who you are. That is why you have the rising sun in the tricolor. To bring you down to earth. To shine your light that the rest may be able to see. That is why anywhere you go to, you bring light to that place. Any land you are in is blessed. Any land you are not in is cursed. Go and check it anywhere. Anywhere you go to and there are no Biafrans, that land is desolate. Go and check it anywhere. Because there was darkness all around us. Chukwu Abiama said, the first thing he said was, let there be light. Number one thing, the first thing that God said, let there be light. And indeed there was light. You are the physical, human, manifestation of that very light upon earth. Because everywhere else there is darkness, you are the light. That is why you must remain incorruptible as well. That Chukwu Abiama may love thee. That the good Lord may love thee. If Biafra doesn't come, then don't worry, there is no God. We are his children. He cannot create us and abandon us to be ruled by cattle there, as is impossible. We are his children. That glory is what we call down. That heritage is what we demand. Our inheritance we must get, because he gave it to us. He gave this promise to our ancestors. Let your children return to me. I will restore them to their former glory. That is what we have done. And must continue to do. Because only Chukwu Abiama is God. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Because the truth must be preached. Here we don't do broadcasting the normal way. Here we preach a gospel. The gospel of the restoration of the complete, the full, unadulterated, uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Don't you want other people to receive this very gospel? It is therefore your duty to go and tell them. Wherever you are, you evangelize. Pick up your phone, use WhatsApp, use BlackBerry, use whatever new media device at your disposal. Go and tell those around you to listen to Radio Biafra. I thought the name Biafra was made up. You know, when Satan is inside somebody, you start to think like a fool. When I was growing up as a juvenile, I thought that the word Biafra was made up by Ojukwu, our Moses. Lo and behold, the answer is no. I come from Afara myself, which is the proper name of our country. Put B-I in front of it. It's Biafra. Chukwu Abiama is merciful. Even in the midst of darkness, there is always light to show you where you're coming from. If you look at us today, you will think that the dressing patterns of the Bijango that we met in that very place when we came, that is the way we dress. But we used to be fully clothed, isn't it? You can't migrate without clothing. Is that possible? That says no. But because of the Bijango people that we met, the way they dress, people thought that's who we are. No, we that's not the way we dress. No, never. We are the children of the Most High God. And we must hold our heads very, very high. There are none like us. Nobody like Biafrans. No, they don't exist. Now that we have gone back to God, you will see what will happen. By the way of headline this very morning on the 6th of July, with the time now standing at approximately 35 minutes past, which is 25 to 8 in the morning here, this is live program, live and direct from London. That is why I give you the time, which is 25 minutes to 8 a.m. in the morning. As soon as the barrister is able to wake up and join us, I shall bring him to you. I shall bring him to you. Ralph Owazurike, the Ifajuna of our time. And 220 of his members, those of them serving the Zoological Republic, using the name Biafra. This is what happens to them anytime you serve Satan, using the property of God. You'll be cursed, the same way that he's cursed. He doesn't know it yet, because he's still enjoying the money given to him by the government of the zoo. But you see what will happen, I told you. That vultures will eat his meat. He will not be buried. Vultures will eat his meat. I told you so. Watch and see what is going to happen. Ralph Owazurike and 222 MASOP members arrested by Nigerian soldiers. The same people that he's serving. The same people that he asked them to escort him to come and destroy our cenotaph. The same people that escorted them to come and do and desecrate a place of worship. The same people have now arrested his members. And he still was involved. They did not respect him. As the Hausa man said, the so-called Southeast, so-called. And the rest we are crying at the confab. Why are you saying this to us? Was I not a saboteur? Did I not serve Nigeria? I am from the Southeast, but I served Nigeria. I have sacrificed a lot. I have sold my people to serve Nigeria. Why are you saying this in front of them? You are insulting us. The Hausa man said to them, so-called, because they're irrelevant. I told people that they're irrelevant. I didn't I tell you? Now a Hausa man has said it. Maybe you can now listen. The man dismissed them. Oh, are these so-called? That's how he addressed them. To show them how irrelevant they are. You, the indigenous people of Biafra, are the ones restoring their dignity. Through your activities. Through what you're doing. Through your meetings today. You are restoring their dignity. Those idiots at the confab. 50 terrorists and 12 soldiers and policemen killed in Borno attacks. The killing continues. Chibok and Warsaw, every day there is killing. And we continue to bring it to you. We are not like those people that don't have conscience. When human life is lost, nobody is moved. We are for the preservation of life. We do not kill people for no reason. No, we don't. How Boko Haram and Niger Delta militants collaborate?
Oh God, Americans, here they go.
Here they go. They are leading us to believe that our own cousins, our own flesh and blood in the Niger Delta are collaborating with Boko Haram. We shall see what the FBI are saying. But I'm now going to tell you the reason why this news came out. Most of you can't see it. But we can. That is our duty to tell you. We are going to tell you why this news came out. Why they are linking it together. They are now trying to come in. If they link it to this, they will then ban it. Any arms coming in. They have come with another blockade. Headed by Obama. Obama is a Muslim. Obama is a Muslim. And Obama do not want us to be armed like Boko Haram to fight back. That is why he's saying that Niger Delta militants are like Boko Haram. In other words, you ban them. No arms will come in. Whereas the Arab world and the Islamic world will keep arming Boko Haram to kill us. Anytime we tell you something, you take it as gospel. How can Niger Delta militants collaborate with Boko Haram? How is that feasible? Niger Delta militants are fighting for resource control. This is, I don't know. Before there was no Radio Biafra. Now there is Radio Biafra. This is the reason why you must let your friends and your family know that they should listen to Radio Biafra. They are now about to confuse you because they are your masters and your lord. They created you. You listen to them. But we are here to say no, that this is a lie. We are going to go into it in detail later on. Kaduna violence, over 150,000 people have fled. 150,000. The zoo is destined for destruction next year completely and totally. Never, in fact, these things are being stored in cyberspace. All our broadcast is stored. So as it is happening, we'll be replaying them one after the other. All you can do is to put your hand on your cheek and say, oh, but they said so. So they were right. And that time we'll say, Lekwanyara Sianye, because you're mad. You didn't listen. You didn't support. Why do you think we're looking for weapons to defend ourselves? This is it now. Before, the Americans will bring in their embargo and bring their ships to surround us. They will not go and find the Chibok girls they claim are missing, which is a lie. Boko Haram is there causing rampage. They are arresting Biafran people. Of course, misguided and foolish in their ways. Following a threat of following Ifajuna. Ifajuna followers. Ifajuna. People following Ifajuna. It is there for all to see. 150,000 flee. The same way we fled. Do you remember how we ran as refugees between 67 and 70? At last, other people also speaking up as Victor Ume, the Afghan National Chairman, the party formed by Chekwa Sokorie. Chief Chekwa Sokorie is the founder of ABGA. Single-handedly, he registered it. Gave it to our late leader. to present to the people. Ume is the national chairman of ABGA. He has some things to say about Owasurike. So that you can see that Chukwu Abiama, Meninkeje Wuruchi, you are God. You play with the name of Biafra, you think you can get away with it. All these vermin and vagabonds in Bilie Humanity, you see what will happen to them. You will see what, you will hear their stories in time to come. Ume bombs Okorocha and Owasurike, birds of the same feather serving the Zoological Republic. People say that Nigeria is rich. Nigeria is wealthy. Nigeria is a rich country. And I told you that Nigeria is not. The budget of Nigeria is less than the annual turnover of Shell. Shell is a company. The zoo is a country. I did not say Shell and BP combined. I said only Shell. The annual turnover of Shell is greater than the total budget of Nigeria, the Zoological Republic. Now you know how poor you are as a people. Very, very poor. Very, very wretched. And to confirm that, Nigeria receives $458 million handout from the USA. They are beggars. The report is here. Confirmed by the American ambassador that Nigerians are beggars. Nigerian government beg them for money and they give them $458 million every year. Oh, but the country, our country is rich. Who told you you're rich? Your criminals are rich, accepted from money stolen. From money stolen. I feel sorry for all of you. It is here. No, Nigeria is a rich country. I said, which rich country? Because you see Babangida buying private jets. Is that why? Because you see Babangida with private jet. You think you're rich. Because you see money stolen by Abdul Salami Abubakar. Money stolen by Abacha and the family. Basically, money stolen by Sanusi. Hausa, Fulani people. Rogues and vagabonds they are. Is that why you think they are rich? You think you are rich? You think that everybody around you is... No, the answer is no. Nigeria begs for money from the USA. It is here. Nigeria receives $458 million annual support from the USA. Support, Yenyemaka. To help out somebody. Support. Here they call it housing support. Here they call it income support in England. To give you money to support you to survive. Or else you die of hunger. Go and ask some of the few poor, wretched people in Bilie, in the UK. That's what they do. They're on income support. Every week they go and they sign and they give them money. They give them £52 every week. They are poor, wretched people. That's why they're scavenging, following every criminal that comes along in the hope of making money, but using Biafra to attach to it. It's called income support. Ask anybody living in Britain. Income support is called. Nigeria receives its own share. $458 million from the USA as annual support in Yemaka to help them to survive because they are poor. They say Nigeria is a rich country. It is rich. Because you hear 1 billion, you think it is too much. In terms of per capita, if you share 1 billion over 160 million people, what does it give you? It becomes rubbish. It's nothing. I said Shell. You know the oil company Shell. Their annual, go and Google it now. I don't believe in doing this thing. The annual turnover of Shell is greater than the entire budget of Nigeria. And Shell is not even the biggest company in the world. How can you say you are rich? Oh, black people from Africa. Black people. Let there be light, and there was light. The reason why you are planted there is to bring light to that very dark continent. That's exactly what we are doing. And now the news in greater detail. No fewer than 220 members of MASOB, the people serving the zoo with Biafra, The only way we stopped Biliana is because we are more clever than them. We have seen what they have done. They want to do what Waziri is doing, using Biafra to be deceiving every idiot around. Using the instruments of Biafra agitation to serve Nigeria. Every day is for the thief. One day is for the owner of the house. No fewer than 220 members of Owazirikezi Ifajuna group, including the Ifajuna himself, were yesterday arrested by the soldiers of the Nigerian army at a checkpoint in his own place where he claims his lord, where he can kidnap anybody he likes. He can do kidnapping. He can take your land for free. They can rape your women. It doesn't matter. But when it comes to the same people they are supposed to be facing to fight, they become peaceful. They were arrested yesterday by soldiers at a checkpoint in Okwe, where the idiot comes from, for allegedly putting on Biafra uniform. They were arrested on their way to Monobil Hotel in Okigwe, where members of Okigwe Zonu Youth Conference had organized an honor award. They want to give him an award to Wazirike for his efforts to emancipate the Igbo. No longer Biafra. You have seen how the word Biafra has been dropped in his efforts to emancipate the Igbo. Not to emancipate Biafra, no. It's to emancipate Igbo people. You know when somebody is slimy and slippery, they become inconsistent. That is how you know. I was asked yesterday by Biafrans in the United Kingdom during one of my meetings. They said to me, can you tell us how we can know when you have started deviating or sliding back so we can know? I said to them, any day I stop preaching the way I do, any day I tell you there is another way of getting Biafra, any day I begin to meet corrupt Nigerian politicians, any day I tell you, let's take it easy, you know I have compromised, at that point, you're free to kill me. Anybody is free to do so. But until that happens, you must give your unalloyed, unqualified support to what you're doing. And I rounded up by telling them, I will not fail you. You will fail me. You will see what will happen. Let's be going. I think some of them fell apart in Thailand because Osi is no longer there. Some of them listened to gossip and they fell apart. And they claim they are men of truth and honor. Chukwu Abiyama is God. We continue. He was going for an award, a freedom fighter going for a civilian award, now serving the Igbo people, no longer Biafra. But our people cannot reason, can they? Sometimes they do. However, while the MASOP leader was later released, when one Captain Ola, a Yoruba man, had to come to his father's land to free him, Captain Ola had to come to Okigwe, where this Ifajuna comes from, to release him. I thought he said he knew Jonathan. He must have called Jonathan to say, your boy is under arrest. It's shameful. To read this type of news is humiliating. It's humiliating. I don't think I'll continue with it. But in the interest of clarity, I'll just read, complete it. It's humiliating. This is what I have reduced Biafra to. It's humiliating. He was later released when Captain Ola, Yoruba man Captain Ola, came and released him. Oh my goodness. However, the 220 members who were with this idiot, Ifajuna, to praise him and hail him, Otimbu, at the award ceremony, were taken to an unknown destination. When contacted on the phone, Owazirike confirmed the incident, saying he did not know where his men were taken to at the moment. He said he will go to Okigwe office of the army to look for them and seek their release after the award ceremony. He will go and look for them after he must have received his accolade as a fighter and champion of Igbo cause. No longer freedom fighter for Biafra. Why did you print Biafran currency? Why did you print and sell Biafran passports to unsuspecting, gullible people? We saved a lot of lives. In 2009, you were selling passports to people. Biafran passport. Now, you are fighting for the emancipation of the Igbo. Not Igbo passport. You printed Biafran passport. Inconsistency. I can't read the rest. It's shameful. It's too shameful. At least 12 soldiers, 4 policemen, 4 civilians we have feared killed with the destruction of the divisional police headquarters, market shops, houses and vehicles when about 200 heavy armed gunmen in Toyota Hilux vehicles attacked Damboa local government area of Rono State. Likewise, it was being gathered by a national newspaper that more than 50 of the terrorists were killed in the encounter when ground troops and Air Force fighter jets engaged the attackers. Maiduguri people gathered to look at a burnt vehicle following a bomb explosion that rocked the busiest roundabout near the crowded Monday market in Maiduguri, Borno State on July 4, 2014. Destruction upon destruction is still happening. The Nigerian army are claiming the zoo army, not Nigeria, the zoo. The monkey army of the zoo are claiming that they killed 50 people from the insurgents. Were you there to confirm? The answer is no. In all probability, they are lying. Liars and deceit. That's why it's not good to lie. Because once you start, anything you say again, nobody will believe you. Quoting a report by United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, everybody must pay attention. Obama is about to get in to stop you from getting Biafra. It is here. Very, very clear. Boko Haram and Niger Delta militants are collaborating according to FBI. How is that possible? We are about to find out. Quoting a report by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, the cable news network CNN published a mind-boggling revelation of how proceeds of kidnapping in the Niger Delta and piracy off the coast of Nigeria end up in the hands of Boko Haram sect in the north. What is the implication of this development on the possible early resolution of Nigeria's debilitating insurgency? Somebody called Ren Thomas grew up in the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois, longing, he says, to do something important in his life to make his family proud. So when a cousin beckoned him to come and work on boats off Louisiana, he jumped at the chance. I don't know what this has to do with the news. I don't know what it has to do with the news. Let us see if we can find it. Let us go to where the news is. All this story about Thomas in Louisiana. What has that got to do with Biafra? Let us continue and see if we can find it. It is here. After a debriefing by his ship managers, then a similar one by the FBI in Nigeria, Thomas returned to the United States last November. He came to the zoo. He went back to the U.S. Days after his release, he was a kidnapped victim. He has been seeing mental health advisors and other medical professionals since. But his hostage taking and the negotiations that freed him have raised alarm bells in counter-terrorism circles and elsewhere for numerous reasons. Not least is Thomas's claim that the FBI told him the money paid for his ransom may eventually wind up in the hands of the notorious group Boko Haram. Do you see how these people are lying? Do you see what CNN and Americans are fabricating? A victim of kidnap saying may end up. Do you see how? Oh, dear Lord God. Men and lies. You see what happens here? Do you see why we went after CNN? Do you see why men lie? Do you see why Radio Biafra is the only platform of truth in the whole world? In the whole universe? Only Radio Biafra. Somebody was a kidnapped victim. The FBI is telling him, the money we paid for you may end up. Where is the proof? There is no proof. Speculation and conjecture. Obama has ordered the FBI to fabricate this very story. That we in Biafra may not get help. Because they will go and tell their people, if you support them, Boko Haram will also get the same help. Do you see what they're doing now? Can you see what Obama is doing? when we went after Obama, some idiots without brain will come on the and tell us, oh, stop attacking America. Have you seen the rubbish they're doing? How is it conceivable that a Biafran in Niger Delta will collaborate with Boko Haram? How is that possible? That the money paid for his release of a kidnapped victim will end, may end up in English language now. May end up in the hands of. But the headline is screaming that they have uncovered a link between Boko Haram and Niger Delta militants. All lies. All lies. BBC will carry this news. CNN will carry it. All their media will carry it in order for Biafra not to come. They know that Biafra comes and Chukwu Abiama will come down to earth. They know that very well. They are now circling to devour the children of God. How is it? Even if you tell that to somebody who is dreaming, will they believe it? That was why I told Asare Dokobo, this Mujahid or Jahid you're answering will put us into trouble. Now, because they will say, oh, but who is the leader of the militants? They say, his name is Mujahadid Hajid Al-Haji Hajid. Rubbish name. People don't reason. It is called judgment. Judgment. Before you do something, look at the consequences upon your people in time to come. Now, they are saying that Niger Delta militants are mixing and supporting Boko Haram. You ask them, they will say, one of their leaders, his name is Mujahadid Al-Haji Mujahajid Asadi Dokobo. End of story. White people in America, what do they? They're in the villages farming. They don't travel outside America. They don't read news. Only CNN, what CNN tells them. So what are you going to do? How do we go on the streets of America to convince them? They will say, no, if I give you support, give it to Boko Haram. That is why we must fight this rubbish news. I say it is no. Only the indigenous people of Biafra can do this. If you don't do it, this particular news will gain currency in America. We must debunk it the same way we debunked this whole Chibok rubbish. Or else, we go out to evangelize. They will say, oh, if you give them help, it will end up in the hands of Boko Haram. We must be very, very careful. Not less than 150,000 villagers have fled their villages in Sanga local government area, LGA of Kaduna state, after 4 days of attacks last week by alleged Fulani armed men on native Ninjom communities, which left about 200 people dead. Ninjom communities. Fulani headsmen attacked them. 150,000. This is the advance guard of Boko Haram. ISIS is coming behind them. They have announced al-Baghdadi as their caliph all over the world, the leader of Islam. And they have promised to bring their jihad close to you. And Obama is at the White House, helping them in the best way he can. Helping them in the best way he can. Ask me why I say this. Every evidence points to that. Why would Obama sanction an FBI report allegedly saying the money you paid for ransom for a victim of kidnap may end up in the hands of Boko Haram? How? Are you telling me that Niger Delta militants who are even fighting Boko Haram will take the money and travel to Borno, to Maiduguri and give it to Shekau? Is that what you're telling me? The only link you have is because Asare Dokobo foolishly is answering Mujahajid. Rubbish name that he's answering. I told him, this rubbish you're answering will put into trouble. His name is Mujahajid, Hajid al-Haji, Haji, whatever rubbish it is that they answer. This is it now. So to an average American, all they need to say is that, Niger Delta, who are they? They say is Niger Delta Volunteer Force. Who is their leader? His name is Mujahajid al-Haji. They say, okay, he's Boko Haram. People are saying we should go and talk to Dokobo. But you can see it now. He's an Al-Haji Mujahajid. And they are now claiming, FBI of all people, is now claiming that Niger Delta militants and Boko Haram are in concert together. You know what that means for you. These people are running from Kaduna. The villagers are running. Fulani headsmen are killing them. The same way they are killing us in the village. But we are too... We have kept our mouth shut. We don't want anybody to laugh at us. Because all those who are responsible for protecting us, they are working for Nigeria. Everybody from Ohanaeze, Owazurike, Ifajuna of Masop, everybody, Bilie Humaras, they are all working for the zoo. None of them, apart from a handful of dedicated fighters we have at home defending our territories. That even one useless group like that again has come out to say, oh, we know where the Biafran soldiers are training. We are going to tell Nigeria, these are freedom fighters. Oh, freedom fighters, one for Biafra. It's threatening that they will go and tell Nigerian government where Biafran soldiers are training. Hey, Igbo people and freedom fighting. Ndi Igbo. Igbo men and freedom fighting. I am a Biafran. One day I will tell you why I insist on being called and known as a Biafran and not as an Igbo person. I will tell you one day. Not now, not yet. The national chairman of APGA, All People's Grand, All Progressives Grand Alliance, Chief Victor Ume, has laid bare a number of issues surrounding the crisis in the party that Chekwa Sokoria founded. You know history now. If you keep quiet, they write it. Ojukwu did not found APGA. It is Chekwa Sokoria that founded it. You want to know the proof? Ohanaeze gave him a chieftaincy title. The only person that Ohanaeze ever gave a chieftaincy title to. They gave him Ototuru Enyindi Igbo 1. When he went and registered a political party against all odds, he came back with the party and then the vultures, you know, as usual, they gathered and they tore it to pieces what some people wanted to do to what we're doing. Trying to bring Igbo meeting mentality into what we're doing. We told them it cannot work here. This one, we are not an Igbo meeting. This is Biafra we are doing, not Igbo meeting. All that rubbish you do in your useless Igbo meetings, you take it away and go to hell with it. This is Biafra. Chekwa Sokoria was being very nice. Invited everybody. Let's do the, after 2 weeks, they was kicked out. And the Hausa people took over. Up until today. Victor Mays, their chairman. He gave reasons why he and the ex-Anambra governor, Peter Obi, fell out and went to war, and why the party is yet to have a leader to succeed the late Ojukwu, while Obi was drafted to the leadership seat by the party hierarchy in January, was Rike cried foul, alleging breach of an agreement to make Bianca Ojukwu wife succeed. I'm sorry to be speaking Igbo sometimes. Can you imagine what is happening here? Was Rike is intervening in the matter of APGA, saying that Bianca should be, can it be such rubbish? For freedom fighter, dabbling in politics. I can't read this. It even brings more ridicule to our people. More ridicule. It has been disclosed that Nigeria is the largest recipient of handouts from the United States of America. Handouts means support. They are begging for money. America, the zoo is the largest recipient of America's, the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief in the world. They received a total of $458 million in support from the American people each year. American people, American children, including people from Mbise, people from Ohazara, from Okigwe, all of you living in America, you contribute or you pay your taxes. That taxes is being used to provide handout to the people of the zoo. This came as the U.S. government said it did not suddenly spring to Nigeria's aid in the wake of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapping, contrary to beliefs, stating that it had been providing support for a long time before the incident. They give support to the zoo. It's a rich, the 26th largest economy in the world, yet the annual turnover of Shell is bigger than your budget. 26th largest economy in the world. People deceiving themselves. Anyway, you people are liars and deceivers. So it doesn't come to me as a surprise. That is the news this very morning, the headlines and accompanying news summary. Our lines are indeed open. If you want to call us, Radio Biafra on Skype is there. We also have, do we have somebody on the line? How is that possible? How can we have somebody on the line? That very line is frozen. We must try to restart that very system. But the rest are okay and working properly. You can now, if you wish, contact Radio Biafra. We are here. We are here to take your calls. If you call us, we shall answer you. We are also on Viber. We are also on Tango. And rightfully so, somebody has called. Your name and where you are. The first caller for today. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning, Director. It's me, Blessed Man Onyechukwu Ezosika.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, please, I want to thank you for all the good job you are doing for us. You are so good to us, the honest and everything. Thank you so much. So my contribution goes like this. I want to talk about the Atari Dokubo. I think now Atari Dokubo needs to come out now and defend itself, because I know that it's not possible for him to join this Boko Haram. It's not possible. But the way he just joined the Muslim distance is very, very wrong. He needs to come out now and to tell us it or not us. He needs to come out to do it. That is my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very, very short and brief and sweet. Let him continue in Islam now. They will tag him that he's a terrorist, and once they do that, they start hunting you. America will have reason to come into Biafra land to begin to inspect every nook and cranny of Biafra land in fulfillment of Obama's agenda to Islamize everybody. He killed Osama bin Laden as a sacrifice. So when he becomes docile or very weak before Islamic Muslim advance, nobody can blame him. They say, oh, after all, can't you see? Just like it was. Oh, after all, can't you see? He was, he killed Osama bin Laden. But ISIS have now just announced a caliphate. Your name, can you hear me? Can you turn your system down? The caller on the phone, can you turn your system down? Before I take your call, you must turn your system down. Can you hear me? Oh, my dear Lord. They are calling from the zoo, or they are calling from Biafra land. I do not know. Can you turn your system down? Can you?
Yeah, I'm calling from Biafra land.
Then turn your system down. That is why we can't hear you. Turn it down.
I'm out from the system now.
That's better. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and exactly where you're calling from in Biafra land.
Okay, my name is Festus Obok.
And where are you calling from?
Hello?
Where are you? Please don't listen to your system. Your voice will come through. Oh, my dear Lord. These people. I don't know what's wrong with them. If we need to be able to speak in our local languages more. People don't understand the speed of sound. My voice is making a sound going into the microphone, running through the mixer, running through the studio, going to HMFO at our transmitting station to come to you. So what is your problem? It takes up to 4 seconds for you to hear your voice. Therefore, you cannot communicate with us by also listening at the same time. It's common sense. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Mr. Nande. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Innocent O'Connor calling from Thailand. I hear from Awarimo State.
Thank you very much. Land. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had the news this morning and yesterday, breaking news late in the night. Then I want to comment on that. You know, it has been a long time I've been trying to get Radio Biafra, but due to the queue, so it was not possible. I wanted to say what happened. Before the news break up yesterday, I wanted to say that on Radio Biafra. Because our people need to learn their lessons. We have been blind for years. We have been a fool for years. We need to learn our lessons. And since I've been listening to Radio Biafra, Mr. Nande, I must have to thank you so much. And your crew members. I no longer call it Radio Biafra. I call it the International University of Radio Biafra. This is where we learn. I have been enlightened since I've been hearing your voice. Things I have not heard from my father. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. Our people should know that the world has failed. This world has failed. I said it the fourth time I called, that this world, I see it as a place, people just arrange everything and lay it on everyone to follow the course. Before that breaking news yesterday, I know already that there is a lot of hidden things in this world, even in the Bible, even the so-called English people that brought the Bible to us. I cannot believe anyone. I can't believe them. I believe on Biafra and I believe on truth. I now believe that with Biafra we can know the real God and we can know the real God, how to serve God. These other things are fake. America cannot tell me that they are the world policeman. they finance the government of the Islam. At the same time, they are fighting terrorists. I cannot see the reason why that people that call them British that brought the Bible for us, they are now this day wedding man and man, wedding woman and woman. I love one thing you said the other day. You said about the gay people. You said, Mr. Nande, I must tell you that you're different. You said about something about the gay people. You said, the only way you can judge them and what you told them is this. If we should leave you and give you a country or a state to stay on your own, there will be no reproductive. And in 90 years, you people will be over. And it's true. You see, I cannot believe these people that they are wedding man and man and they still tell us to believe on what they're saying. I cannot believe these people that in the Rome, in the Vatican City of Rome, is so secret that no media can come in there and say anything. Even the last man who brought up the issue of killing over there, that raised the alarm that made the former Pope to resign, the day of his trial, they didn't allow any media to come, only one, and censored it before they broadcast it. I cannot believe them that Roman, before the Roman Catholic will choose a Pope, they will be inside a secret room. And all people to know that they have chosen is when white smoke come out. When Jesus was evangelizing and was bringing his 12 apostles, it was opponential. There is nothing secret in God. If there is any secret in God, it's fake. I cannot believe these people anymore, that the Israelite who was once being a refugee that we want to be like and we're following them, now rejects refugee in their country. I believe on Biafra. I believe that Biafra will tell us who God is and where the real God is and how to serve the real God. See what is going on now. They are denouncing there is no devil. I said it on my own. In my first album, I told people that I believe that, you see this world, they do it negative and positive. They see that currently the archaeologists in Israel, they find out a hidden book in a cave, a hidden 52 books locks of John the Baptist that say the real truth about Bible, that say the real truth about
and Christianity. They took it to Vatican, isn't it? And they don't want to release it.
Yes, nobody
has the gospel
it.
Of John the Baptist. They found it. They don't want to release it.
The archaeologists, they find out that Jesus, after Jesus resurrected, he has a 40 days he walked, but it wasn't in the Bible. He started walking after he died and resurrected. They call it the lost 40 days of Jesus Christ. Director, there is a lot of hidden things in the world that I no longer believe. I only believe this truth you and be hearing from you every day. I can't believe anyone. Okay, now the America itself. We know them. We know what they are doing. You dig? They want to now bring the Niger Delta that are looking for their freedom. They are not fighting for Islamic. They are not comparing them with Boko Haram.
They said they're working together hand in hand. That is the most painful part of it. Together. These people, I don't know.
So... Mr. Nande, please, if there is anything we can do, if you have been doing it, not if even, just do it the more. I believe Biafra have a long role to play in people's life. It have a wrong way to play. And as you're implementing every data you're implementing, you people should keep it to the core. This world is full of fake. More truths are going to reveal. I told one of my friends, I said, you know, this age we are in now, there is a lot of hidden things and they will be coming out every day. There was a woman yesterday, head-to-head in Al Jazeera, a woman from, from Canada. She's a Muslim. She spoke the truth about Muslims. She said, the problem in the world is Muslim. And the problem in the Muslim as a religion, it is Muslim also. She speak the truth. And the same yesterday, someone was telling again about Bible. So there's a lot of hidden things, and I believe in this age that truth has tried to prevail. A lot of hidden things will come out.
Of course, now.
So, please, I want to say about the money that was shared to every country, I called the I don't know, because here we have about two or three coordinators. So I called the one I called, though I haven't got to the meeting, I must say the truth. But the one I called, I asked him, have they share the money? What is people's share? How do we pay the money? So he told me they are still on it. Please, they should hasten up.
Why don't you go to meeting?
Like, Mr. Nandeo, I haven't go to meeting. One is this. There is a lot of issues around.
Sorry? What issues are this? He said there are issues. I can't hear him. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. We go to the line again. We have a caller on Viber. Is that correct? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please, I don't know why people listen to your system and not through the phone when you call Radio Biafra. You listen to the phone, not the system. You're waiting to hear my voice from your system before you speak. That is not acceptable. That is not acceptable. It's not. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this very planet. As always, we are here 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. We are making sure that this very gospel is preached without fear, without favor, that the truth is spoken, and we must continue to do so. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you hearing?
I can hear you. Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good afternoon from Hong Kong.
And good morning from London.
You are a great man. I thank you so much for what you are doing.
Thank you.
My name is Cyril Onna from Ibeku in Ovoko, Nsukka. Ibeku is a South local government of Enugu State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Yes, I'm just listening to the news. So I want to contribute on pertaining Asari Dokubo and his people. Director, I want to tell you that this man called Asari Dokubo, I don't know where he stands at all. I don't know where he stands. And that kind of man, you cannot trust him because you don't know where he stands. Are you standing on freedom, on the freedom of your people, or are you looking for resource control? I don't know. So this kind of person, I don't know whether Biafra can work with him, because you can't exactly know where he stands. So the man is confusing himself, confusing his people, also confusing us, being a Biafran, because we're supposed to work together. If we work together, Niger Delta, so-called Niger Delta, and the Igbo, and the Biafrans, if we work together, we make a great force to face Nigerians. But this man is, I don't know, is dancing around, and nobody knows where he's standing. So, Director, I'm so worried about that man. But anyway, I thank you so much for what you are doing. Continue your good work. The price of your suffering is coming. Director, I want to announce to the indigenous people of Biafra in Hong Kong today by 9 p.m. in the evening, we are having our general meeting to finalize how we are going to do our things in order. So, and the venue is a normal place we used to gather, a Shanshipo playground. Please, I want to make them know that all Biafrans, both new and old members, are welcome.
Director, thank you so much. We are with you, both in spirit and in physically. Thank you. May God bless you.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Hong Kong is very, very strong. Extremely strong, and we welcome them to this very family from day one. Only one person fighting very, very hard, and others started joining him. And look at where they are today. I don't play with Hong Kong. They're very, very strong. They have impressed me so much. There is a caller on the phone. Is that correct?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from this morning.
Sorry, my name is Benjamin Dokobo Kereke, calling from Leeds, from Imo State, Moody, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Director, since yesterday, I have been really, really angry. I didn't want to call, but the last call, second to the last caller that called from Thailand made me to call now. Please, Director, anybody who is not, he purposely cut off that phone from you when you were asking him if why he's not a member of the Biafra movement. Anybody, could you ask them first if they are a member, they have registered to be a member? Because many people who are calling, they are not even a member, and they're taking they are contributing their topic into the topic of what we are debating. They shouldn't. If they are not a member of the Biafra movement, they shouldn't call this line until they are a member of the Biafra movement, because others cannot be working and they are eating. It's not done. He purposely cut off that line on you, not because the line went bad, when you were asking him. He's from Thailand. And yes, people from Thailand, he should go and register before he called this Biafra line from now. And I've been very, very angry for the topics you bring yesterday and today. If not of you, we cannot even know what is happening even in this world. Even this Bible that we read. Since yesterday, I begin to suspect even the Bible that we read. I am telling you, Director, honestly. Because you don't know what you believe again. You know? I believe that even the Bible that we are reading is not the main gospel that we're supposed to be preached.
That is correct.
It's not.
Ask the Roman Catholic, my dear brother. Ask the Pope. Say, the gospel of John the Baptist was found. Israel made it available to Vatican. The gospel of John the Baptist. Why have they not released it?
Why?
I don't know.
And now they're telling us that they're sin and God. Okay, now they marry gay to gay, woman to woman, and then they will go and adopt a child born by a man and a woman. Why?
That is wrong. That is wrong. That is wrong, fundamentally wrong. Why must they be allowed to adopt when the process or the habit of their lifestyle precludes them from having children? That is wrong.
That's what I'm asking. Why are they doing that? Why are they allowed to do that? If you know you cannot marry man and woman, then do not have a child. Stay on your own. Because you're a bastard. The children of Islamite, they want to destroy what the children of Isaac have gained in this planet Earth. And it will not happen. Chukwuabiam will not happen. My brother, I am so glad to you. I'm praying every day. Me and my entire family, I'm praying for you every day. God will guide you. The Holy Ghost fire will protect you and your entire family and entire members of the Biafra board. Whatever you say and do, wherever you go, my God will continue to protect you.
Yes,
nothing so ever will happen to you in this planet Earth.
Yes,
on the Biafra will come. You will live to rejoice in the Biafra day and open a champagne that all of us will assemble and drink from one cup with you.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Go ahead, my brother.
We are listening to you.
We'll
be having our meeting next week. I will call next week to announce our meeting day.
No problem, brother.
We are listening. We are happy. We are hearing what is happening, and it's coming to an end. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Our dear sister Ngozi Madu, stay where you are. We have acknowledged your presence. Remain where you are. There are people all over the place that came before. First of all, we have somebody on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, are you talking to me, Nan?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay, my name is Ifan Yuma. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead, please.
Yeah, good afternoon from Malaysia or Biafrans. Nan, there's something I want to say about our people. and I want to lecture our people about Owazirike or so-called Bilier. What I want to say, formerly I'm a member of Mosovian and a strong member, but there's something that happens between me and Owazirike. That is why I dropped before I came back to Malaysia. Owazirike, do you know that Owazirike give Ohanaeze, so-called Ohanaeze, during when we were in Biafra, Mosob, the son of 500,000? I don't know whether to support them or what. I don't know. When they were telling us this, we were surprised. We were asking our who so-called chief, which we known as Chief Ngog, the man he uses to withdraw money from First Bank. The account he opened, I don't know the person that has the former account, but he uses the man to withdraw the money.
You mean Papa? You mean the man they call Papa, yes?
No, not Papa.
Okay, I don't work as well. I don't work very well.
You don't work very well. Okay, yeah, for you to know that I know what I'm talking about. No, Ngog knows me very well. He knows me very well, and Wazirike knows me very well. Hello?
Continue what you're saying, please go ahead.
So, he Wazirike ordered the man to withdraw money from the Mosob account and give to a so-called Ohanaeze 500,000. I don't know. Then that's what exactly caused the problem between my ward between and Owazirike. I was asking the wife, should they give Ohanaeze money? Is it we to give Ohanaeze money or Ohanaeze to give us money? That's number one. When Iwanyangu's wife died, I think about last 2 years, Owazirike, the same man, Chief Ngog, then now took me and the one Mr. Chet, who went and withdraw money to go and buy cow to Iwanyangu's wife, which we used to go to the burial for Iwanyangu's wife. I don't know. Is it we supposed to give Iwanyangu a cow for the burial of his wife, or we are not supposed to give us? So this thing combined a very big challenge between my group, which I'm leading, and Owazirike. Then that is where I started getting quarrel with Owazirike, physically and personally. But what I want to let our people know, but people don't know what we are talking about. When you say Owazirike, many don't know. Many don't know that Owazirike have caused a lot of harm than good for us. We know that he have already tried by bringing the name of Biafra at the initial time, but what Owazirike did is not a proper freedom fighting, because I don't know what I will call it. But let me just make our people know, because I know Biafrans everywhere are listening to me right now. So Owazirike have done a lot of harm than good. Do you know that when they shoot our brothers in Imo State during the Udenwa time, I could have been the victim on those people that killed about 250 something people that shot at on Imo when they were going for rally. I could have been among them, but God so kind. That day when we come out for rally, somebody called me on phone, so I went off. Before I come, they have proof off. Before I know it, this the news was coming out. Coming to Bilier, why Bilier are doing all these things they are doing is because they have heard about the amount which have been mentioned on this our radio station that we want to raise for the our this thing. So their head are turning upside down because they have seen the one that Biafran did. So they believe this money will be given to you, or we like already Biafra for their own affairs. I want you to be noting something down, please. I want you to be noting.
Please go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Work for you. I know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
I joined Mosop in the year 2000 for you to know how far I have gone. So, do you know whom they call Uchokuku?
I know Uchokuku, yes, now from Ikwere.
Ikwere.
I know him.
From Ikwere, Uchokuku is the one who formed BLC. When they inaugurated BLC in Imo State, Uchokuku came there, and I was there live. to show you a full Biafra, any group that really fighting for Biafra, I'm there. I am there alive. Odenwa bring a representative to represent him. If you know somebody they call Senate, hi, I forgot the name, but let me just before I
finish. Is it Chukwumerije?
Not Chukwumerije, the one that is in the House of Representatives
Okay,
West.
You mean Onyagocha?
Onyagocha, we are the one who fought, including with the Bishop of Owerri Archdiocese, Kalik.
Zobinna.
Yes, we fought and make sure that Uche Onyagocha won the election. And Uche Onyagocha was there presently on that day. He made a speech. So when I'm saying this thing, I want our people to understand when you are mentioning the people, the names of these people and say what they have caused to law, for them to understand it's because of the problem between Owazirike and Uchoku made Uchoku to move out and form BLC. And funded BLC. That day was inaugurated. It's the first day they inaugurated BLC. It was in Owerri Dananyam Stadium. As for anybody is quoting me, let him come up and quote me wrong. I know what I'm saying. Apart from that, Bilie, where they are trying to do now and where their eyes is focusing, I have followed Bilie to court 3 times. Bilie, their office would have said is in 191 Wedra before beside this bank, former before UBA bank.
Opposite Savannah, the road you take to go into the state.
Not opposite, you pass Savannah. Opposite Ikenebu. Yes.
That's correct. Russian. Yeah, the junction there.
Yes. Because at back of there is where formerly Mosobians have their office there. When they opened that office, I was there. Owazirike opened it. After that day, Owazirike opened it. That week, they shot one of our man. Anybody that knows what I'm talking, his name, we know him as Owagra from Amuzare. He's in my presence. They shot that guy. So that office they are talking about have been closed now. As I'm talking to you, the office is not functioning. I have followed them to court 3 times. The first one we went there, the no rule, nothing was happened. We go back. The third day, the last day I went there, which I stopped to go there, is that they call a court without knowing that that day is public holiday, there's no court. They did not inform us. We went there and realized that court is not holding. All every one of us, we go back. So I stopped from there because I didn't see anything. I like something moving, not something backward. Then the money they have been hearing, 800 something, something, is what they are pulling in their head. So they want to get a share from themselves. So if they are doing all these things, people should understand where they are going. You know, formally, they are asking us where they are the one who funding it. The people, why are you calling for Biafrans all over the world to fund the Radio Biafra? Why can't you fund it? Why can't you do this one? But they have seen that people are now volunteering to restore their country. And they have been hearing the amount that people are to bring. Imagine, they know what it is. $8 million.
$8 million, we'll raise it. $8 million, we are going to raise it now. $8 million, we'll raise it.
That is what made them to change their name to IPOB. You remember a guy that called Ezekwesiri?
Yes.
You remember a guy that called Ezekwesiri?
Yes, I remember him.
Upon his boasting, he boasted that he is going to open his station. That called, what did he mention by his station? I challenged him.
Is it Unity Television?
Unity Television. He just only once. The team just spoke. I don't know how he did it. He just said, yes, this is a new television. That's all. Since that day till now, nothing have heard. That one closed down. So what I'm trying to let our Biafra friends to know, whenever you are saying all these things, they should know that, yes, there's a purpose. But what I want you to understand that Bilie are doing these things not for them to restore Biafra, but for them to get that money for their own share. Emeba, you are saying now. Emeba, I have met him one on one. He may not know me, well, except he see me for face. Stephen Eba. Unless he see me eyeball to eyeball. But I have met him face to face. So what I'm trying to say now is that you people should not be lamenting about Bilie here. All I want you people to do now is that, because I know that if anybody wrote any book or sing any song and went and registered that song or that book in human rights cooperative, nobody can duplicate or use that name or any form of that write up or song to anything. So you people should go to UN, if there's any registration that remains, and register it and make it up properly. If anybody...
It was circulated last week. It's on my wall on Facebook. It's on my wall. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. What you're saying now, you know our people, they don't listen. You know when this evil spirit goes into them, they don't listen to reason anymore. If you allow these people to destroy this name, if you go out somewhere to go and negotiate for arms, for diplomatic help, they will say, oh, you're part of those rogues. They will run away. That is why FBI and Obama is trying to smear the Niger Delta militants. He wants, in the eyes of the American people, to associate Niger Delta militants with the carnage of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. If you allow Bilie to take our name and destroy it, our credibility will be questioned. With questioning of your credibility, help will disappear. Nobody will listen to you. That is why we are saying all these names, they have bastardized. Biafra, this Biafra. We went and took our indigenous people of Biafra to clean it up and cleanse it very, very well, so that no blemish will be attached to it. Very, very important. We know what we are doing. We are not mad. We understand what we are doing. And every time the action we take have been justified. We won't allow anybody to mess with that name. If they meet and issue any statement or communique under indigenous people of Biafra, they will be arrested here in London. Let them try and see.
Hello.
Because that very name is registered here. Very, very important. It's registered here. They must know that very, very well. Let them try and do it and they will see what will happen to them. Mad people. Bunch of criminals. They think they can come and steal and get away with it. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line, I presume. Is that correct? I don't know what is going on. I don't know what is happening. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Nobody's paying attention, it seems. Nobody is paying attention, which is not very... All the lines are on, but nobody... Let's go to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director. Good morning to all indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Obianoju Onyebuchi. I'm calling from Milton Keynes, and I come from Ihuezo Bagu in Ogun local government of Enugu State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I want to remind us, all the indigenous people of Biafra in Milton Keynes, I've been asked, made this announcement by Coordinator Milton Keynes, Emeka Onyebuchi, to remind all IPOD Milton Keynes that there will be a meeting this evening, Sunday the 8th of July 2014, and the time is going to be 6 p.m. in the evening. The venue of the meeting will be at Glover's Lane, Hillands, Milton Keynes, and the postcode is MK137LW. This is where the Igbo people have their meetings in Milton Keynes. But this is not an Igbo meeting like everyone knows. Biafra covers areas like Akwa Ibom, Bayelsa, Cross River, Delta, Ibibios, you know, all of them. So please do come along. If you're coming, a man, you can come with your wife or your girlfriend or your partner. It is very important that you attend this meeting. And the top of our agenda, according to the coordinator, will be selection of officials, because this is our second meeting. So today they'll be selecting people that's going to work for IPOD and Milton Keynes. And also our monthly dues, it was announced this week, I think, that it should be submitted to the national coordinators before the 10th of every month. And today is the 6th. So we have only 4 days to do that. So please do bear this in mind while you're coming. And also our Biafra Defense Fund. And then for our new members, there will be a presentation about Biafra in the past, present, and the future. So please do inform your friends who are Biafrans and then come with your wives, your friends, your girlfriends. This meeting is very, very important. If you have any, if you're missing, if you have any problem on your way, you can call this number 077-3302-6381. And also, if you live around Milton Keynes, or if you live outside Milton Keynes, like Buckingham, Edgebury, Bedford, Northampton, Leighton Buzzard, you can come for this meeting. Please do come on time, 6 p.m. in the evening. And the number to call is 077-3302-6381. Thank you very much, Director. I just want to say, continue your good work. I've been reading all the rubbish they're writing on Facebook, you know, people castigating our efforts. This is just the beginning, you know. We're gonna see worse than this. We're gonna see worse than what is happening now. So I want to encourage all Biafrans, all over the world to continue to support this movement. You know, getting the freedom is not an easy task at all, you know. So, don't relent. Don't be confused by those people that are writing rubbish on Facebook. Let's just move forward. Asna Ezekubundo, you know, the truth, nothing supersedes truth. So, and then where there is darkness cannot supersede light either. So, truth is life. Truth is light. And what we are doing in iPod and IBL is truth. So, don't be confused. Don't be misled. And then this meeting, as I said before, is for IPOD, Indigenous People of Biafra and Milton Keynes, under IBL, because I can understand that so other people trying to get the name IPOD as well. But this is for IPOD, IBL, IBL in Milton Keynes. So please do come on time, and thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. It's always gladdening to hear our family meeting everywhere around the world. Before you go anywhere, you must ask questions. Who are those inviting me? Who am I going to see? I don't know if our sister can hear me. Ngozi Madu, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director.
Yes, please. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
I was hearing you before, but maybe...
I didn't hear you from here. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, and good morning to all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ngozi Madu, and I am calling from Stockholm, Sweden. Firstly, I want to thank our women. Yesterday meeting was very, very successful. I appreciate you all your efforts, everything you are doing, all you are putting into this movement, into this quest of freedom. I pray that our God, Chukwu Abiama, will bless you and provide for you and your family. And also, I apologize to those who were disconnected. It was because of the network. So please, I apologize. And because of that, I will make the minutes available to you so you can read it and know where the places you missed. So I apologize for that. And I want to comment on the news about Masop being arrested. Why did they release their leader and took his men away, if not because he is working for them? If you want to stop a tree from bearing fruit, you have to uproot that tree from its roots, not cutting down the branches. Now, Wazurike is released, and the followers take it to unknown destination, and he will look for them after the award ceremony. Amazing. Maybe before then, these people, their bodies will be found in Moro Pit, not in a river again. Just see what this man is doing with the lives of people. I only pity the innocent ones who are following them, knowing nothing about what he is doing, and they are following him blindly. And again, on the issue of Niger Delta working with Boko Haram, it is good that this is coming from the U.S. Our people that put their trust on Obama, we know that nothing is coming from there, and nothing He will never do anything to save you unless you do something. Even if they kill all of you one by one, he don't care. So you have to help yourself. You have to help yourself. This fight lies on you. Unless you want to die, unless you don't want to see your generation continue, then you have to do something so that this evil that is going on in our land will stop. Don't wait for anybody. It is between you and your chief, not between you and any Western world. So we have to sit up and bring out ourselves from this zoo called Nigeria. Many things has been happening. We all have seen the videos, how women, their heads were cut open. Another one, another old woman, his hand cut off. Can you imagine the pain that these old women at that old age is passing through? And you know what? They are cursing us, if you don't know. There is this woman that died in my village, Nemofor. She was childless, not because she has no child, but because she lost all her kids during the war. And because of that, this woman is childless. At the age of her early 90s, she is still cooking, fetching water for herself, going to farm on her own. And one day, this woman is sick. Because nobody is to help her, she has to cook. And in the process of cooking, being that she is sick, she fell inside fire, shouting, nobody is around. Before people come around to rescue her, the fire has already burnt her, and they took her to hospital. Before the doctor started treating her and things like that, the woman is unconscious. She couldn't speak again. And the last word that came out from her mouth is that, it will never be well with you. And people were confused. Who is she talking to? She has no child. Is it us that came to help her? Who is she telling that it will never be well with you? What a word. What a pain that this woman went through. And when my mother told me this, I said, you see, it is because we have all run away. There is no youth in the village to assist this woman. There is no youth in the village to help her. Can you imagine the pain she went through before dying? So when our women, these old people at this age, are passing through this type of pain, it is not good for us, because these people at this age, they're supposed to be treated like a newborn. They're supposed to be treated like a child. But ours revised is the case. Please, we have to do something. What is happening our old people, what is happening to our young children? These are the people that we need to do something to give them a better life, give them reason to live again. That is why you have old people's home in the Western world. When you are old, they take you there, they employ people to be taking care of you, because they still want you to live. And when they are living, you see these old people, they are still happy. They go to check up every now and then, to know the type of medicine they give them. They know the type of food they give them. And at the end of it, their soul keep blessing their country. That is why they are progressing. They are not progressing because they pray more than you. In fact, I don't even know if there is any country on this earth that prays more than we, the Igbos, that call the name of God, than Igbos, and the way they call it in Nigeria. But why is things still the way it is? It is because we are not doing things the right way. If you do things the right way, even nature itself, we bless you. If you do things the right way, God will bless you. But when you are just chasing shadow, and at the end of it, you are calling the name of God, it doesn't work that way. And most of our problem comes from these people that answer pastors. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody. I said, I used to remember when Barrister Emeka Adolf, Siri Emeka Adolf, his pastor, his this. I still imagine these people that answer this pastor that has no truth in them. It is amazing. that people that claim they are preachers of gospel, they have no truth, no single truth in them. Who are you deceiving? And at the end of the day, you think you are going to heaven. You are going nowhere. You are going nowhere. And you know what? Human beings will never cease to exist on this earth. So you fight your fight when you are alive. Don't wait. Don't think that God is coming to rapture everybody. When you die, your own rapture has taken place. That is it. And our brothers from Senegal that say that they haven't had a meeting for a while, good luck must be a joker if he thinks there is something he can do to stop us at this point in time. Please, there are different ways you can hold your meeting without gathering in one place. You can do it with a teleconference, telephone conference call. You can do it with Skype. You can do it with our meeting. There are so many ways you can have your meeting. Even if you are too many, you can group yourself. If you don't have internet, look for somebody that has internet. Go to his house, open a Skype account. Then you connect yourself. If the people are many, like I said, you group yourself until you get everybody along so that you people can still be doing your meetings and talk about Biafra. This is all I want to say now. Thank you and good morning to all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. We have somebody on Tango as well. Let's go to Skype. Person on Tango, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very well. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, wonderful. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yes, this is Martin Chilobe, or Anene Chilobe, as you know, using the name my grandpa gave me.
Yes.
I'm the coordinator of Austin, Texas, as well. Director, it's good to hear you. You know, first of all, because I've been trying, but it hasn't been easy to get through. So I consider myself lucky this time around.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let me first say that we're going to have a meeting on the 12th of this month, July, next Saturday.
Yes.
The meeting will be 11 o'clock in the morning. It's an ongoing thing. It's a part of what Juan Onenyi, our national coordinator, put in place, continuing on the foundation led by Maziru Anya. It's the town hall meeting, and everybody around here in Austin is being invited. You don't have to be any member. You can come. Even if you disagree with what we do, you are welcome to show up. If you don't agree with anything we do at all, we welcome you to come there and let us know. The meeting is going to be on at 8401 Cameron Road, Austin, Texas. Okay, so everybody is welcome to come. If anyone needs any information, any directions, just give me a call. The phone number is 512-775-7397. Thank you, Director. Now, let me just comment on this Niger Delta issue that came up. It's interesting because, a lot of things have been going on. I do believe, if memory serves me right, I think it was when you were in Ireland or Germany that I did mention that there's an ongoing effort by certain entities working out on trying to create scenarios that would lead them to occupy Biafra land.
Yes.
And that has not subsided. It hasn't.
And you know that's what they're trying to do. The Obama and FBI, supported by CNN, are trying to cook up something to warrant the American troops coming to Biafra land to occupy Biafra land.
You see, Director, and it's not only that. This is a multifaceted endeavor on the part of the entities involving themselves in this, because what they can also do with this is that they can now say that, well, you can no longer contribute money towards the Radio Biafra because it goes to Boko Haram.
That's what I mean.
Do you get it?
Yes.
So it's been ongoing, and it's very fierce. You see, it's our people that don't know the value of Biafra. They think because we are small, we are tiny, we are somewhat insignificant, if I may say so. So we ourselves, we don't know our importance. We don't know our worth because we don't know who we are. But our quest to restore Biafra, our quest to restore our independence, it will change the way a lot of people put food in their mouths, especially those evil entities that live on the blood of others. So when you see those entities, they don't sleep at night. I can rightfully tell you, I can rightfully predict this, that our quest to restore Biafra might even very easily lead to a world war.
I believe I believe it because there is something people do not know. That the Messiah will not come down to earth until there is Biafra. And that is why there are forces stopping the emergence of Biafra, because they know that Biafra represents holiness. There is no other place that will be holiness on this earth apart from Biafra. And that is why they can't even mention the name. It's as if the name is chasing everybody around. They can't mention it. Yes, they can't mention Biafra.
And it's just us. And it's just us. It scares the heck out of them. Because of not only just because of who we are, but because of what it will entail. Bring Biafra coming back, the message that will come with Biafra, the righteousness that will come from Biafra, the equity, the justice that will come with Biafra. That's one thing the devil cannot stand.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's its antithesis. It cannot stomach it.
You are spot on, my dear brother. Even the devil raised Billy Humanas Initiative. Satan is doing everything possible to stop
everything
our match.
Everything it can. And it comes in so many forms. It walks on two legs, just like you and I. But if we have the wisdom, and we need to be steadfast. You see, this is a war of, it's not a small thing, Director. It's not a small war. It's not a small battle that we are engaging in. What we need to do now is that we can't relent. I want every Biafran, we all of us in various places, we have various skills, okay? I mean, we've done so many things. In every one thing that we've done, we acquired some skills, some techniques, some knowledge. We must put everything, nothing must be spared. Nothing. Nothing must be spared in our effort to restore our dignity, to restore ourselves, to get our lives back. So I urge every Biafran to do whatever knowledge anyone has, put it to use towards the restoration of Biafra, because we just cannot relent. We cannot relent because, for one thing, there's nothing for us to be afraid of. Because the only thing the only kind of entity that will be afraid of what we are seeking must be an evil entity. Because you can't tell me that any righteous, sane person has a despise for justice unless that person is of the devil. Our fathers and their fathers before them, they had a motto, which we repeat on Radio Biafra every time, live and let live. But there are those like Britain, who operate on live and let die. Those cannot coexist. And that's what we are fighting. Now, let me touch on religion briefly, Director, if you may allow me.
Yes, very briefly, please. I have four other people waiting to speak before I close. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, our problem also is that we've forgotten that Jesus, and he was the Son of Christ, the Son of God, and he still is the Son of God, and we respect him. But we must realize that Jesus was actually a medicine prescribed for a certain patient. And if we had the wisdom to really dissect the Old Testament, because he did predict the coming of Christ, but we must never forget that Jesus himself, his coming, was a prescription. He was a medicine for a certain people with a certain ailment. And that's why when the apostles, you know, embarked on disseminating the information of Jesus, they went to the patients. Not one of them went south into Africa to preach to tell us about Christ. They all headed north. They took the medicine to the patients. Unfortunately for us, because the devil is very clever, exceptionally clever, what the devil lacks is one thing, wisdom. But is it intelligent? You better believe it. Is it clever? Unquestionably so. The devil, in his cleverness, took the medicine right from the people that delivered it and gave it to the people it wasn't prescribed for. The people that were warned never to ever take this any other kind of prescription, except one that comes directly from your Father. And that's our God. And ever since then, we've swallowed it and we've been sick ever since then. And unfortunately, the sicker we get, the more we take the same medicine, and we get even sicker. The more priests we ordain, the more evil we get.
Of course.
The more bishops and the more churches we build, the more abomination that befall our lives.
Of course, no. That is true. It's a fact of life. It's a fact of life. We are not blaming any religion. But we are saying that the prescription is for the wrong patient. As simple as that.
As simple as that.
That is where we are dying. As soon as we started all this nonsense, Chukwuebiama left us, packed his bags and left, and said, until you people come to your senses, I will return here. But thankfully, we praise him because we have come to our senses. But moreover, we thank Chukwuebiama for finding us worthy to serve him. That is my only prayer. I am so privileged. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is privileged. If you are a coordinator, a zonal coordinator, you're working for your country within the indigenous people of Biafra, you're holding any station, you are a member of the Directorate of State, you are serving in anyhow you're serving, even if you're the one going to rent the hall where we meet. When you go back home, thank your God because you're privileged. You are doing the work of God. I don't know. Do we have anybody on the line, please? On Rapid Response 68.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Please, your name and where you are, my dear sister. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear sister.
Hello, director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. And the whole world is hearing you. Please go ahead. We can hear you.
Director, I want to really appreciate today's service. Whenever every Sunday when I sit down to listen to Radio Biafra, I take it to be a service day for me. I really appreciate your courage, sir. I admire your courage so, so very much. And I also admire your relentless and effort in this struggle. I really appreciate everything. But director, if there is something I don't envy about you, is you're sitting on that hot seat. I don't think I really want to be there with you. Thank God you are the one that was called by Chukwuebiama to carry this cross. I'm happy to be following you like Peter and the rest of the disciples followed Jesus. So I'm happy to be following you. You sit on the hot seat and, you know, collect all the calls, collect all the, get all the comments and everything. Why, you know, I just give you my little encouragement. And director, I want to talk about this people that are trying to impersonate indigenous people of Biafra. I have this to say, sir. If all the coordinators worldwide should write a letter to all the the places where they collected the permission to rally on the 30th of May, they should go back to that same places, writing a letter informing those people that anybody or group of persons that come to register any name again under this same name, IPOBAB, that letter or whatever, that group should not be acknowledged. They should not be permitted to register under any of the countries. At least by so doing, we'll be able to notify the various governments of the country that we are, the indigenous people of Biafra are in. We'll be able to inform them ahead that there are saboteurs, there are impersonators that are trying to impersonate us, so that they also will be aware and, you know, be on the guard. It's not when they have already done it that we will now start going to inform them. That by then it would have been too late. Now that they have started this impersonation, let us stand up, all the coordinators worldwide, and take this action now before it gets too late. That is my own take on that, sir. Lastly, I would like to emphasize on what my sister Ngozi Madu said about Senegal. There are other ways they can do their meeting. Yes, she is right, but she know that Senegal is not a group of people. Senegal is not a village. Senegal is a whole city. If you see them, if you have not watched their clips,
they are big.
On the 30th of May, you should go and watch them.
They are big.
Senegal is no longer a group of people. I call them a city. I don't see how it could be possible for a whole city to have meeting on internet, either Skype or one of these media devices that is available now. It is not going to be possible for the coordinator to start a coordinator Senegal from that. There is a limit to what Skype can carry. There is a limit to what a conference call on phone can carry. So I believe what they should do is to come to the executive should come together and put heads together to know how they can really solve this problem before it gets too late. Because human being what we are, if meeting is not going on as they should, the enemy will capitalize on this very break, break. They will not capitalize on it and start sowing a seed of discord in the hearts of our people. We are very fragile. That's human being for you. So I believe instead of allowing things to rest, like the coordinator of Senegal said yesterday or a few days back, if I'm not mistaken, they should not just wait. You should try and see if there is any other means they can be doing this meeting secretly without the knowledge of the government of that the people until they are not given the right to continue with their meetings. I believe, sir, this is the few words I have to say concerning these few points. And my name, sorry, I did not say my name in Italian. My name is Chinyere Njuribako, calling from Italy by the grace of Chukwuebiamah, the coordinator of Biafra Women in Italy. This is what I have to say, sir. Thank you very much, sir. May the Lord Chukwuebiamah bless you.
And you too. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you. And I didn't ask you your name because I know your voice. So I thought everybody else would know as well. My apologies. I don't know. We have a caller on Tango. He's been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Can you hear me?
Yes. Director.
Yes, my dear. Good morning from here. You are very, very patient. Please go ahead.
My name is Chinedu Innocent Ndukwe. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Wonderful people. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm from Udi local government, Enugu State, Biafra Land.
Thank you.
Actually, I have two questions in which I think I want to ask regarding to our struggles, and I believe it will help us, irrespective of those outside Biafra land and the situation of things. And I don't know if there's any platform that can be able to help us to harmonize that area, which in the area of there are some people who maybe for human beings have a way of handling them. There are people who might be interested in something, but they will not be outspoken. And there are people who might be interested in something, but they cannot be able to come out to come together in a meeting for that cause. So I don't know, could there be any platform regarding some people who are willing and they are listening to Radio Biafra and they are willing to support the struggles and these challenges we are having a little for now? Is there any platform they can be able to bring up? At least those people who are interested, who are supporting the struggle indoor, but they are not coming in the meeting. Is there any kind of strategies that can at least to be able to get those funds from them to finance this struggle? That is the number one. Is the other question. That one might be to your own aspect. At least take time to harmonize it. If it's in, if that is nice, then they can carry it out. But if it is not nice, it's just my own personal opinion, because I have met some people, when you ask them, they will tell you they love the struggle and they pray for the struggle. But when you say come to the meeting, it's very, very difficult for them. I don't know what is their problem, but I don't know if there's any way we can be able to see how we can handle those issues and make sure that we are getting their own encouragement in terms of fundings and all of that, to make sure that we are supporting this struggle. There are many here in Malaysia, mostly Malaysia. I would tell you that 70% of Malaysians who are the Biafrans here, they are supporting this, but they can't come outside. They don't just come to the meeting. They will see also we are doing the meeting, but they will just be reason. But when you talk to them, they will buy the idea and they are ready to support. So is there any kind of challenge or any kind of platform they can be able to bring up that will help this help them to get those funds from them to finance it? Well, that is one. Secondly, I have been thinking about these things for a long time, and I thank God for Radio Biafra that have educated me to this point, that if I am saying anything, I am saying it with boldness. But I want to be clarified by you, because I believe you are a great teacher, and sincerely, that is what you are. I thank God for that. The scripture, this Bible we are reading, I want to know, the name Jesus Christ, is it really the origin of, is it the name? Because
there is nothing like Jesus Christ. That is rubbish, nonsense and bunkum. That is the fetish and the rubbish brought about by these people descended from Esau to give to us. Our people do not reason. They don't think properly. There is nothing like Jesus Christ. There is no J in Hebrew language. The Jerusalem you mention, the real pronunciation is Yerushalayim. That is the name. There is no Jacob. It is Yishak. That is the name. These bastards came and bastardized the word of God. Stop talking rubbish. The Son of God, the Son of Man, as he called himself, his name is Yeshua. His name is Yeshua. It was the Greeks, the descendants of Esau, that spoiled. Satan is very powerful. Satan is very, very powerful. Biafra is an example. Our people do not reason properly. They don't. A white man comes to you, gives you a name. You start to shout it up and down all over the place. His name is Yeshua. The Messiah preached on this very earth. His name was Yeshua, not Jesus Christ. It was the Greeks, the descendants of Esau. Do you know that the apostles were against St. Paul? Do you know what Paul did? That Paul was not one of them. They should go and read the scriptures properly. They will see it there. They should go and read the Gospel of John the Baptist. They will see things that they have not seen before. They should go through the apocryphal text. They will see what they have never seen before. They should go through the Iceni writings of Egypt, the Coptic church in Egypt. They will see it there. People who are not well versed. Any, the same person that colonized you gave you something. That should have started alarm bells in your head. To say you are even, let us even forget that. At the time they started supporting Islam, should have told you that this thing they brought to you is false, is fake. But we didn't do anything. We asked, we went with every rubbish. We said to our people, we must speak the truth. Anytime you pray, pray in the name of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Our Father who art in heaven. That was the prayer of Yeshua. He didn't say to himself, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, which is coming in Biafra land. Thy will be done on earth, which is in Biafra land, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine, which is heaven, is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. He said, that was the prayer. They asked Yeshua, how should we pray? He prayed for them. Our Father who art in heaven, at no time did he say, pray to me. Oh, our people, I don't know. I'm a warrior. Ignorance is a disease. A disease. They asked Yeshua, pray for us. How do we pray? He said, it's very simple. You call the Father who dwells in the heavenly places. Let thy kingdom come on this earth. That is the kingdom that Satan is trying to stop. That kingdom is the Republic of Biafra. I challenge anybody, anywhere, anytime, any day. I will debate anybody, anywhere, anytime, any day. And I will come with my evidence that that kingdom of heaven is Biafra land. That is why all the forces of darkness are gathering. But as I said before, as long as you are without fear before these people, Tupu Abiyama is about to do something that will make you worship him forever. Just watch and see what is going to happen. That Biafra is coming. Nobody can stop it. Ojukwu was right. Ojukwu said no force can stop the coming of Biafra. You are about to see it now. At the end of the day, you will know you didn't do it. That Tupu Abiyama did it through you. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to an end, but we have our brother who is on the line on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you are. And thank you for waiting.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my name is Chijoke Odidika. I'm calling from East Sussex in England.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Director, and good morning to all Biafrans all over the world. I would personally like to comment on the scriptures, just like where you just picked up now, with regards to which Jesus saying, teaching our people how to pray. You see, there is many flawed with modern-day Christianity. The problem with our people, if you ask them now, how many of them have actually, for themselves, read the Bible themselves? I can almost guarantee you it will be maybe none have actually read the scriptures themselves. They always rely on someone who has been to a seminary school which was set up by your own enemies to indoctrinate you so that you always remain a slave. Because as Yahweh Shai said, you call him Yeshua, I call him Yahweh Shai. As he said, thy kingdom come. And if you read the book of Revelation, it tells you there that this kingdom that will come would have the names of the 12 tribes of Israel on the gates of it, which we are part of Israel. But people seem to always overlook this. They also told you in this indoctrination that Yahweh Shai died on Good Friday. Because in the Bible, there's no way it tells you to celebrate Christmas or Easter. But they tell you that he died on Good Friday, and then he rose on
Good
Sunday morning.
On Good Sunday.
On Good Sunday morning. And they tell you he died, and he stayed in the grave for 3 days. Maybe our people don't know how to count. Okay, let's say for the sake of argument, say he died on Friday evening at 6 p.m. From 6 p.m. on Friday evening till 6 p.m. on Saturday evening, that is one day. From 6 p.m. Saturday evening to 6 p.m. Sunday evening, that is 2 days. So according to their doctrine, according to their indoctrination, it's not even up to 3 days. It's 1.5 days. Our people are following paganism, which was corrupted during the time of Constantine, the Roman Emperor, when the real Christians, I won't call them real Christians, when some of the Christian brothers compromised on these scriptures. Why were Christians being killed during the time of Paul? Because they refused to compromise. But when Esau got his hands on these scriptures when he had power. Some of our brothers had to compromise. If you follow this Bible, if you read the Bible for yourself, and I can just quickly quote some of the scriptures for you. In the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 4, our people, if you're listening, please just write this down. He tells you there, he that saith, I know him, saying, if you know the Father, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar. Have your pastors ever told you this in the church? Okay?
Say that again, please, the Bible verse. Please go ahead, say that again.
It's the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 4. He tells you there, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar. When Jesus Christ, or Yahushua, was walking this earth, there was no yet New Testament, because he was to instigate it. He was speaking on the Old Testament. But today, the Esau, through his indoctrination machine, has told us that, oh, you don't have to keep any law. He is telling you not to keep a law to have all this madness that we have in the world today. And when there is madness in the world, he is the one that would dominate. And our people seem to always forget, because we always seem to follow people who have money. When you see somebody who is rich or who has money, we believe that God is with that person, or God is blessing that person. There is nothing much further from the truth than that. Have you forgotten that after his 40 days and 40 nights at the mountain praying, that Satan came to actually tempt him, the spiritual demon called Satan came to actually tempt him, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all the riches of the world, and said, if you bow down to me, I will give you this, all this, because it has been given unto me. Because there was a time given for Satan to rule until Yahushua comes back and takes dominion, which his kingdom will last forever. In the book of John 14:15, there's, if you love me, keep my commandments. John, not First John now, John 14:15. He tells you again, throughout the scriptures, Christ was always lamenting about the law, the statutes, because this is the only thing that separates his people from every other people. If you go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 3, he warns you about Christmas. Our people are celebrating Christmas. You've forgotten that even during the time of Jesus Christ, before he was born, that people were already celebrating what was it called, Christmas. But it wasn't called Christmas then. But it was during the Council of Nicaea. At the Council of Nicaea, that this compromise happened under Constantine. Okay, so in the book of Jeremiah 10 and 3, he warns you there. He said, follow not the ways of the heathen, for the heathen ways are vain. They go into the forest, they cut down a tree, they fasten it down, and they deck it with silver and with gold. This is what most of our people who are in the Western world participate in. Every Christmas, you go and buy a tree. You go to the gardens, buy a tree, bring it inside your house, and you pass it down. You have forgotten that the first thing that your enemy would do is to discredit your salvation. He will be as if he is the one leading it, and it gets to a point when he will smash it. And I can hear from some of our callers already are already becoming victims already by saying, oh, we don't even know what to believe anymore, because this is what they have been trying to achieve. So that when you do not. These are the same people that gave you the scriptures. And in that same Bible, it tells you that, you know, God forbids man and a woman, a man and a man laying together.
Where does he say that in the Bible? Let's get to the place of it. Where does he say that in the Bible?
He tells you that in the, with regards to the homosexuality.
No, I need the direct quote from the Bible, because they brought us the Bible now. I want to change the Bible. They brought us the New Testament. And today they're telling us that a man can marry a man. A woman can marry a dog if you like. You can marry a horse. You can marry an atro if you like. What sort of nonsense is this? Because people compromise left, right, and center. That is why we say we won't compromise. The word of God is constant. It doesn't change. It does not. It never. We can fall short of God's glory and ask for grace and forgiveness. It's understandable. But to go and tamper with the... Oh, my dear Lord God. These people... What these people are doing, these satanic people, I don't know.
In the book of Leviticus, it warns about that in 2013, and in Leviticus 18 and 22. So it tells you there that the people who brought you this Bible.
Sorry, Leviticus what, please?
Leviticus 20 and 13, and Leviticus 18 and 22.
18:22, Leviticus. Yes, the funniest thing is that when you go to, if you write Leviticus 18:22 will come out. That is to tell you how potent it is. The word of God shall endure forever. Chukwu Abiyama is God. It will endure forever. People change. They dance from one rubbish to the other. Talking rubbish. Talking nonsense because they don't know God. They don't know Chukwu Abiyama. I ask God for forgiveness. I'm telling you, do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable. Leviticus 18:22. The same people that brought you Leviticus 18:22 is today saying to you, if you don't allow a man to kiss a man, to be with a man, we will bomb you. According to Obama. Obama is a black man. Obama is the first black president of America. Obama is the only man in the history of America to stand up to legitimize evil. A black man. Onisioji. That is the problem I have with black people. Obama is the only first black president, and how he's going to be remembered is that he's telling you a woman can marry a woman. That is the contribution of black people in America. That's why we need Biafra so you can come back home. We'll go and bring them from USA and bring them home so that the census can be correct.
Sorry to interject.
Please go ahead.
But just to also let our listeners know is that Obama himself is a Canaanite. He is not an Israelite. Because if you go to the Zondervan Bible Dictionary, it tells you of Ham. And it gave you the definition of Ham. He says Ham, the progenitor, meaning the father of all dark races, but not the Negro, but the Egyptians and the Canaanites and the Ishmaelites. So, but he doesn't call just because we're all dark skinned people, does not mean we are of the same lineage. So Obama is not actually one of us. Yes, he might be a dark skinned person, but he's not actually one of us. And when the Europeans came to come and capture slaves in the west coast of Africa, they were looking for a particular group of people. And the only people who could identify such people were the sons of Ham, who were already dwelling there, because they knew that these people, these Israelites that actually came here, even though they were all dark-skinned people, were not part of them, but they allowed them to actually dwell there. So when the Europeans came, they were capturing these dark-skinned people, who were Israelites, and selling them to the Europeans. So, but in the history books, what the European has now done now is to summarize to say all dark-skinned people are Africans, and therefore you were selling your own brothers. You know, even today you can hear about the Tutsis in Kenya fighting another group of people, and they are killing themselves. And you say, my goodness, are these not black people killing themselves this way? No, you see, we follow color. Color is irrelevant. It's about nationhood. People need to understand nations. If you go to Europe, you saw how they even killed themselves during war. You go to you ask yourself, is why are white-skinned people killing themselves? It's not about the color of the skin. It's about nationality. And we as a nation, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, our Father in heaven, who gave us this book that is about to be tampered with now, that is being tampered with, told us that thou art an holy people, and holy for those of us who don't know. Holy does not mean something spooky. Holy just means separate. Go and look at your dictionary. It means that it says in the book that thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people to himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Christian churches will not tell you this because they will tell you that God said everybody are all equal. Where does God say that? There's nowhere in the Bible. I challenge any pastor that is listening to show me where in the Bible it says that everybody is all equal. Yeah, Nimrod tried to do the same thing, to bring people together. God said he will come there and he will cause asunder. He destroyed it.
Nimrod?
Yes, Nimrod.
Do you know that they have a ship in England called Nimrod? They have the Nimrod class.
Exactly.
Do you know that?
Exactly. Yes, the Bible tells you that these are the sons of Babylon. You know, if you read the book of Jeremiah, our people are thinking, this is where people have problems. Our people think that when it says Satan or Lucifer, that they're talking about something spooky or some spirit. There's a spiritual demon called Satan, and that spiritual one has never disagreed with the Most High, because the Most High created him. But he made a people on this, if you read the book of Isaiah from chapter 14, all the way down, it will tell you who Lucifer is. Because he tells you right there that when Christ has come back and destroyed this Lucifer, that people will come and look at this Lucifer and say, is this the man? This is according to Lucifer, a man that did shake the world with war and did not free his prisoners. So people need to understand that this Bible is not spooky. This Bible is dealing with reality. It's not something, you know, what they're preaching to us today. I'll give you another example, then I will just rest my case. Take, for example, the word speaking in tongues. When the apostles were going around the place speaking in tongues, what you call speaking in tongues is not all this madness. That is called demon activity. Okay? Speaking in tongues is very, very practical. That is why this Bible is very, very practical. If I go to, for example, China as an apostle, looking for my brothers who are Israelites, who are there, who have now maybe thought that they are Chinese, and once I get there, maybe I speak Hebrew, and I have never spoken Chinese before in my life. Once I get there, once the Holy Spirit hits me, I'll start speaking Chinese, what the people can understand. That is what you call speaking in tongues. It's all in the book of Acts. You do not speak what people do not understand, and then you start to interpret. That is not in the Bible. So where they are getting all this, they are speaking in tongues madness, is because our people have fallen short of the glory of God, because we have forsaken the law. The law is what separates us. The law is our constitution. There is more than 600 laws. Moses is not a stupid man that went to the mountain for 40 days to collect only 10 commandments. That is not what happened. He went there to collect more than 600 laws about how to clothe, what to eat, you know, and how to observe the holy days.
These are all contained, because we are overrunning. These are all contained in the book of Leviticus. Is that correct?
All of them are all in the book of Deuteronomy.
Is it Deuteronomy or Leviticus?
Yeah, in the book of Deuteronomy and in the book of Leviticus. All the laws are in the book of Leviticus, but part of it are also in the book of Deuteronomy. In fact, if you read the whole five books of Moses, all are all there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for letting me speak and for the opportunity. And I hope our people will start juggling their memories and start thinking.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you from wherever you are, but unfortunately, our program is coming to an end for this very morning. We have overrun by about 34 minutes. We have overrun by 34 minutes. Because the truth must be spoken. Eziokwu, as the way we see it, must be spoken. We have read versions of the scriptures. We have reinforced our faith in the Almighty Chukwu Abiama. We have reinforced our belief in the message and the gospel preached by Yeshua. We have also rededicated ourselves by understanding the prayer that we are taught to pray, that our Father is in heaven. Those are the words of Yeshua that we are following, that people messed about with and then gave to us. That message endures forever. It will endure forever. It is a message of truth and honesty. And this is Radio Biafra. You will join us again in the evening, 7 p.m. without fail, without hesitation. We come to you twice a day. To go and tell your people about that as well. 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening. And this is Radio Biafra. We thank you, all of you, for having joined us. We look forward to seeing you again, 7 p.m. this very evening, wherever you are, whatever it is that you're doing. You must ensure that this very gospel is preached, regardless of your location. And as we do so, Chukwu Abiama will bless you. As you do so, you do it in the knowledge that Biafra is the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. You will let people know that this same Biafra is our religion. On Radio Biafra is where we continue to worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good morning from London.